This is Ozarks at Large. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians have fled their country, seeking refuge from the constant violence that has devastated Syria. It's estimated by international relief agencies about half of those displaced, perhaps even more, are children. Tomorrow, an effort to help raise money and awareness for those displaced who have managed to make it out of Syria will take place around the world in many different cities, including Fayetteville. Arkansas's stand for the children of Syria will be at the Fayetteville Town Center beginning at 2 tomorrow afternoon. Local partners include St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Paul's Episcopal Church, the Fayetteville Quakers, and Golden Key International Honor Society. Moshe Koff is one of the organizers of tomorrow's event.
They are going to be collecting money for UNICEF, also Amnesty International, International Red Cross. There are, I kind of lost count, I think there's about 21 cities in the U.S. participating this time, and at least 7 or 8 locations in other countries, Italy, the United Kingdom, Sweden. And a really kind of interesting thing is that people in the camps themselves are going out, not, of course, going out to donate to UNICEF,
right,
but just as a sense of empowerment and involvement. They want to go out and hold the logos up and show that they are involved and engaged.
When you say camps, you're talking about people who have fled Syria and are in camps.
Syrian refugee camps in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. One of the primary points of interest is that this is apolitical.
This is humanitarian only. It doesn't matter which side you're on. It doesn't matter what your typical politics are, if they are left and right. And the really cool thing about Fayetteville is people come together. In our town, unlike many other areas where those ends of the spectrum form separate communities, people come together, and they have for this. It's so heartening. We have the Omni Peace Center. We have St. Joseph's Church. We have the Quakers. We have St. Paul's. We have Omni students, Omni UA students chapter.
The private sector.
And the Golden Key Honor Society from the UA, our Segas. Petra Cafe, Fiddlehead Fern, Nature's Water.
And to raise money, because depending on the estimates you read, 750,000 people or more have been displaced because of the violence.
348,000. And I was in Turkey when there were about 9,000 to 12,000 refugees, summer 2011. And they were overwhelmed. They had shortages of medicines for diabetics and other people. We were told that they needed underwear and hygiene products, and we were trying to gather people to shop for them and take them. It was very difficult. There was a lot of red tape. You couldn't go near the camps. And that was overwhelming for the existing Turkish agencies at that time. That was 12,000 tops. Mm. And now, in Turkey, about 100,000+, and the same amount in Lebanon, and same amount in Jordan, about 40,000 in Iraq. And these are just the registered refugees.
And when you consider that there could be as many as, 500,000 people displaced from their homes that are still inside the borders?
2.5 million displaced internally.
So.
And it's very difficult for UNICEF to reach them internally. UNICEF will not cross a border and go inside a country unless that country's government invites them. So, yes, there are camps, actually encampments of displaced people on the Syria side inside along the Turkey border that it's very difficult for official agencies to reach. So we can only give to where we can reach through these agencies. And that will then free up local resources, hopefully, to deal with the others. It is just overwhelming. It is catastrophic. If you think about Hurricane Katrina, this is at least five man-made, but the same level, same or worse level of destructions. Entire sections of cities flattened, some smaller cities almost entirely flattened. Just yesterday, I was working for several days on a project highlighting prisoners of conscience, nonviolent individuals who have been held over a year now, arrested during the time of the uprising, no arrest warrants or anything like that, illegally detained. So it's called the 1 Year and Counting. And she said, I have to shut my computer they're going to start bombing. The Syrian army is about to start bombing, and the electricity is going to go off, and I need to save power. And I was frantic until she got on. She has little girls that were interrupting the work, so I was aware of them. And she said, and Dareya is a town of about 200,000. And the following day, today actually, when I talked to her, she said, Dareya is empty. Anyone left there is sitting duck, so they're fleeing. And I said, where are they fleeing to? Because I know surrounding areas around them are also being bombed by tanks and, you know, attacked and assaulted by aerial bombardment by the army. And she said, well, there are pockets. And so families in areas that are farther away from the actual bombardment are taking in 2, 3, 4 families at a time. And then also we actually had a Fayetteville resident whose family in Sueda, which is a relatively, you know, safer area in terms of it's not actually being shelled and bombed. Her father and mother took in families from Homs, one of the displaced cities. Rasha Al-Andari, if anyone around here knows her, she's a radio person too. And then her father got arrested for that.
For taking in?
For taking in. They became aware that there were displaced families living with them, and he was arrested and underwent an incredible, horrendous ordeal in 3 weeks in prison, and is still recovering from it.
This is called the Arkansas Stand for the Children of Syria, and one reason the children, because they make up, children make up a significant percentage of the people who have been displaced.
They are so... so huge a part of the traumatized and the victimized, because the shelling is so, you know, on residential areas.
What will happen Saturday afternoon from 2 until 3 at the town center?
Well, it could be the most important hour of your day if you come. We will raise awareness about the situation in Syria, and the focus will be entirely humanitarian rather than political, again, uniting all sides around the children. We will learn about the children. There will be a display that many people are helping to contribute to. One of the Syrians from Little Rock will say something, and Hanan Makhoul, she happens to be a Syrian of Christian background, and I hope people will be interested in what she has to say. And we will all chant, stop the killing in the land for the children, hand in hand. There will be a donation table. Susan Shore will perform. Talina Madonna will perform. Our Segas will have wonderful hot beverages. Petra will sell food.
You know, there can be a tendency for people, especially if they're not connected by family or geography or heritage, to see something as horrific as what happened in Syria and say, well, there's nothing I can do. You know, I have empathy, but there's... I get the feeling an event like this can be empowering for people as well to think, wait, there is something that I can do to contribute to make a difference.
Yes. And, you know, even just being there, regardless of your ability to donate to UNICEF, heartens the people, because they're like, where is the world while this is happening to us? We get coverage of your disasters. We are in a, you know, tsunami of disaster here. Does anybody care? And they're so deep down in the well of that suffering that – it's important to reach just to – we're going to have everybody – I hope that everyone who's there will tape little videos on their phones, and we'll collect them all on the Facebook page, and we'll do a compilation. We'll do several compilations, and we'll send them to places and sites where they will see them inside.
So someone could be in a camp in Turkey or Lebanon and actually see –
or a displaced person inside.
Right.
And they are so heartened when they see, you know, foreigners, people who are foreign to them from across the world, sending these messages of love and hope and comfort to them.
This is a busy time of year. There may be people out of town not unable to attend from 2 until 3 at the town center. Does this – obviously this specific event is for that hour. Does this effort extend beyond that hour on Saturday?
You can help by going to UNICEF's special link for the Syrian children, and just click on their donation button anytime. There are many ways that you can help. There's also the Fellowship of Reconciliation, a peace and justice organization in the U.S. since 1915, a very respected organization, where you can go and with a simple click or two, write a letter on behalf of a nonviolent individual who's been detained and being tortured only for freedom of expression and opinion. Fellowship of Reconciliation.
And also, if you want to know more about Saturday's event, Facebook. There are any number of places.
Search for our event on Facebook. It's called Arkansas, with an apostrophe at the end, Stand for the Children of Syria.
Moshe, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.
Moshe Koff is an organizer of Arkansas Stand for the Children of Syria that takes place tomorrow beginning at 2 at the Fayetteville Town Center.
KUAF is supported by listener contributions and by Malco Theaters, offering avoidance of sold-out movies and waiting in line with online ticket sales. Advance tickets to neighborhood Malco Theaters available online at malco.com. KUAF is also supported by Ben Owens Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, meet my new blues friends, Donna Harula and Tony Nardiello. They stopped in on the way back to Chicago and played some Delta Slide Blues. That's the Generic Blues Show every Friday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you then.